You're listening to the HR Happy Hour Show, hosted by Steve Bowes and Trish McFarland. Today's guest, Oracle VP of Product Strategy, Gretchen Alarcon. Enjoy the show. Welcome back, HR Happy Hour Show. My name's Steve Bowes. With me, of course, Trish McFarland. Trish, how are you today?
I'm good, Steve. It's a glorious day in St. Louis. How are you?
I'm great. It's nice, not so glorious here in upstate New York, but we're closing in on. It's cold. I can't take the cold anymore. It is just snow and cold and everything. I'm ready to get out to sunny Las Vegas, which, as a matter of fact, will be in Las Vegas very shortly, which was one of the things we're going to talk about on the show today. I'm really excited about today's show. Let me just quickly, before we welcome our guest, the show's being recorded on Thursday, December 19th, 2013, and if all goes well, we'll post Friday morning, December 20th. It'll be our final show of 2013, so looking forward to the holidays. Trish, we haven't done the show in a couple weeks, so what's been up with you? I heard a rumor. You had some news that perhaps you want to share with our audience who may not have heard it.
Yeah, it's amazing how much can change in a couple weeks, right, since we've done the last show. I'm actually leaving corporate HR, so I've spent my whole career being an HR leader and practitioner, and I'm really excited. I'm moving to the Brandon Hall Group, and I'll be their vice president of their human resource practice, acting as a principal analyst, and then really incorporating all of the writing and speaking and all of the vendor relationships that I've enjoyed so much over these last 4 or 5 years in a less official capacity will now become my day job. So I'm really, really excited about that. And Mike Cook and the team there are just phenomenal. So I can't say enough good things about the upcoming move. So as of January 6th, that will be my new permanent home. And I guess more to come as I dive into that experience.
Well, that's fantastic. Congratulations. That's big news. We're excited about that. And I think also it'll be great for, selfishly, it'll be great for the show as well. We'll get to probably do some more shows next year and have a lot of fun doing that, maybe from some events,
right.
Get out on the road a little bit next year, of course. It's going to be a fun year, so I'm excited too. We've got a lot of things going on. 2014 is going to be crazy. I thought I was going to roll quietly into 2014. I've been busier this week than I have probably since the last HR Tech Show, which is good and bad, I suppose. Yeah, I think a lot of, here's my theory, I think a lot of people had a to-do list on it. Everyone has a to-do list. But I think a lot of people had a to-do list, and one of their things on their list was talk to Steve Bowes before the end of this year. I swear, I've had more people
so.
Wanted to talk to me this past week than probably in the last 2 months combined. So I'm trying to squeeze everything in as we roll into the holidays. But really super excited, Trish, for you, for your new job. And
thank you.
Really excited for this show today. I'm stoked to welcome our guest. We're going to today, let me give the title of the show. I didn't even do that. Today we're going to be talking about a new event, a really exciting event that I will be a part of. Trish, I believe you'll be attending as well. Oracle HCM World. We're going to do a little preview of the upcoming Oracle HCM World and talk about modern HR. Our Oracle HCM World is a new event coming up in February 4th through 6th in 2014 in Las Vegas. Thank God. I can't wait to go get warm. And I'm really excited about
right?
it. I'm going to move to Las Vegas, I think, Trish. I have like 17 trips to Las Vegas in 2014.
It.
I'm just going to say that. But let's welcome our guest. It's Gretchen Alarcon, Vice President of Oracle HCM Strategy. Gretchen is the Vice President of Human Capital Management Strategy at Oracle, where she leads the strategy team responsible for Oracle HCM cloud applications. Gretchen has spent most of her career in HCM. She was an HR practitioner like yourself, Trish, like you
Yay.
Are for one more day, at National Semiconductor, Ford, and Silicon Graphics. And while at Icarian, a .com.bomb, I'm just reading that. I'm not adding the .bomb part. That's in here. She transitioned to product strategy. In the early 2000s, she joined PeopleSoft and stayed through the acquisition by Oracle. And for the last 8 years, she has led the strategy team for Oracle's HCM Cloud Applications, a complete suite of products focused on providing new solutions for modern HR. Gretchen has an MBA from the University of Michigan and a BA in American Studies from Stanford, and she's currently very stressed as she helps her son navigate the modern college application process, which I'm sure is a nightmare. So and Gretchen's a great friend of ours. I worked for Gretchen for a while, and I think everyone's probably happier there that I'm gone. So Gretchen, welcome to the HR Happy Hour show.
Thank you for having me. And no, we're not happier that you're gone. We wanted you to stay forever.
I know. I love the team there. I do. Great, great, great group of folks, and I love my time there. But no one wants to talk about that. Gretchen, I know this about you, too. You got your MBA at Michigan, but I think your heart lies at Stanford, because I think I see you tweet about the Stanford football team pretty regularly when they're having a big game.
I do. Actually, it's so funny because Stanford put a ribbon in the stadium this year, so certain tweets get up on the tag board too. So there's always a question of, are you going to get on the tag board this time?
Wow, so. That's pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah, I would, very cool.
I would really like that. It's great. It's great how people say that, you know, you're going to college X number of years ago, but you're still really invested in the team, right, and how they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm the same way. So fantastic. So Gretchen, great to have you back. You haven't been on the show in a long time. So
I know. It's been a while.
Maybe, I know. We got Oracle HCM World coming up. We're going to talk about that some. But, you know, maybe just quickly, you know, want to give us a quick update. I mean, what's been happening at HCM at Oracle? You know, I've been gone for a year. I'm a little out of the loop myself. So, you know, from your perspective, what's been happening with HCM at Oracle?
Oh, yeah, nothing going on. You know, it's been quiet over here.
It's been a quiet year.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys. Yeah. No, it's been it's actually been kind of a crazy year. I woke up one day, and I'm like, how did it get to be December? I'm not really sure where October and November went. But, you know, it's been a great year. We're now, you know, past our first year of the acquisition of the Taleo products, so we've been really focused on completing our suite by having the full HCM in the cloud, which has been really great, working a lot with some fantastic people who joined us through that acquisition. We've had multiple releases on the Fusion side as well, so we've got a good number of customers who are now up and running on our latest version of the Fusion cloud application. And we've had a lot of interest from our customers on, you know, what's new in HR, what should their path look like, how do we build a roadmap for where they go next. So in terms of, you know, where I'm spending my time right now, it's a great balance between working a lot with customers on where do they want to go next in terms of, you know, their technology, but also a lot of time around what are our next innovations going to be and where are we going to build next. So we've got a lot of fun happening around here right now.
Yeah, no, I'll bet. It certainly is a great time, and I'm working on some content for the upcoming HR Technology Conference for HR Executive, and the one theme I keep coming back to is, boy, it's just a really great time to be in this industry. I think the innovation, the pace of innovation, the opportunities for customers to take advantage of some really amazing technologies, it's just fantastic right now. So, I think you didn't mention them specifically, but I will throw it out there too. One of the things that happened right at the end of my time there was a Select Minds group came over, right, as part of the Taleo recruiting world, and I love that technology, and I love the folks there. So I'm glad to see that's been going well as well. And in fact, I know my old friend Jim Milton is one of the guys who's going to be presenting at HCM World coming up as well. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Jim and the folks at Select Minds, who I always
they're another great way to kind of think about modern candidate management, and you know, thinking about how Select Minds kind of came in and really let us take something different with Taleo too. So we're not just talking about, you know, recruiting from the standpoint of view of, you know, the details of recruiting, but, you know, how do you find those top candidates and using social capabilities to do that, and bringing in Select Minds has been really a lot of fun, looking at a different way of managing candidates.
Yeah, good stuff. So Gretchen, you know, one of the things we wanted to lead with a little bit is one of the themes of the upcoming Oracle HCM World event in February is modernizing human resources. And, you know, maybe, and then Trish, I'd love for you to get in on this too, because you're the real HR pros, the two of you, not me. It's, you know, from your perspective, what do you mean by modern HR, and what kinds of things are you thinking about when you talk about modern or modernizing HR?
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. If you think back to, you know, 10 years ago, or if I go back to like when I started my career, just in terms of the people who worked in HR, and this is nothing against those people, but a lot of them didn't go to school to be HR people. They maybe kind of got into it over time. They grew up in that world. But the people who are moving into leadership positions now in HR, they're coming from a different background. They understand technology. They, a lot of cases, have business degrees, so they are, you know, coming at this from a very different perspective than maybe previous heads of HR have. And as a result, they've got really different expectations for what their HR systems should be able to do. They're expecting a system that is very, you know, talent-centric to have them be able to manage all the different aspects of talent management. They expect a lot of business intelligence and being able to kind of find that insight, because they want to be able to walk into, you know, an executive and say, you've got a problem and here's what we're going to do about it. And then we're seeing a lot of customers starting to think more about collaboration. How do they leverage social capabilities? They're using them in their real life, so they want to use them in their work life. And thinking about that as a different perspective, as well as, you know, the ever-popular mobile capabilities. I'm at the point now where, you know, I think that I kind of see it as table stakes. You have to have, you know, mobile capabilities. But part of that, too, is how do you engage employees? And is mobile the answer? Is it social? But, you know, having employees be part of the HR process, in a lot of cases going well beyond what a traditional HR person does into activities that will help employees be more successful, but they wouldn't necessarily think of them as HR activities.
Yeah. I mean, Trish, I think that's got to be a part of, right? I mean, you're like sort of the definition in a lot of ways, the modern HR leader yourself, right? And your background is similar to that as well, with the finance and accounting background that you have.
Right, and I think too, whether it's my, you know, my team I'm working with here or other leaders I talk to in the industry, I think Gretchen's right. I think that it's definitely people who are much more attuned to what the business needs are first and foremost, and it's sort of like HR just happens to be maybe where their title resides. But, you know, even now, when I look at what I do day to day, it is not what I would have considered traditional HR 10 or even, you know, 15 years ago. It's really different. It's really a true business partner role, and I've seen that title kind of thrown around over the last few years, and people always wonder what that is. Well, it really is just being able to integrate sort of those business needs and solutions. And, you know, in the past, maybe when I started in HR, you'd find you had all these theories of how things should work or maybe what the processes should look like, but you didn't have all of that analysis and data to back it up. So I'm excited when, you know, Gretchen's talking about how Oracle's really incorporating all of that BI and all of the analytics into these tools, because, you know, when you have to go sit down in front of a CEO or CFO and have a discussion as an HR leader and you don't have that backup data, makes your job extra hard. So I'm thrilled that's really the movement. And, you know, I think that's just going to get better and better over the next few years. But
I think
also to the point of mobile too is, you know, you're right, that has to be included. So that's another big one.
And, you know, it's funny. I was talking to a customer in the Midwest a couple of weeks ago, and one of the comments they made that I thought was really interesting is they see mobile as really something that needs to be for their mid-level managers and to engage their employees. And they see business intelligence as a way to kind of redefine what conversations they're having with their executives. And they actually said, you know, not really sure the executives are going to really be as likely to pick up a phone and, you know, update. They might get there, but their managers and their employees are really driving them in that way. So they kind of see this as ways to kind of address different roles differently and provide different types of value as well within the organization.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Gretchen. Trish as well. One of the things you get the feel for is I think the initial wave of mobile workplace technologies or mobile HR applications tended to kind of just replicate mostly what you could do on the desktop or with the, you know, that kind of power user interface, and let's just make all that capability available on a phone, say, or a tablet. But the truth is you don't really probably need all that either by use case or just by the applications themselves and the nature which people interact with them. You know, think about, like, say, the popular mobile applications like Instagram, say. What do you do on Instagram? You do one thing, right? You put up a photo and maybe leave a comment on it. But it's great, and it's really engaging. It's really easy, and everybody can use it. I think we'll see more of that, you know, with workplace technologies that are ported out to mobile or built only for mobile, right? They do that one thing or that two things or those three things only and don't try to be, you know, a complete replacements, say, for the desktop system. I think that's a great point. Let me just do a quick reset.
Yeah.
HR Happy Hour. My name is Steve Bowes. Trish McFarland, of course, is with me. Our guest today, Gretchen Alarcon, Vice President of Oracle HCM Strategy. We're talking about modern HR, some of the trends, some of the technology trends, of course. And of course, we're going to talk about Oracle HCM World coming up in February. We do have a discount code as well to share with our listeners for Oracle HCM World. It is Oracle HCM World, discount code is HCMHRT, and you can check out the everything about Oracle HCM World at oraclehcmworld.com. So, I think Gretchen and Tricia, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the challenges, you know, that are facing HR leaders. Maybe Trish is, like, is a better, you know, subject for you to talk about, too, as well. Is like, what are some of the barriers that you know, get in the way for HR leaders to kind of embrace these new roles and embrace this new relationship with the business? What keeps happening that we have to find a better way to get around to help HR in this regard?
Well, I think, you know, from my perspective, it's really just having to handle those day-to-day compliance issues that will not go away. That's always going to be a part, or at least in the near future anyway, still going to be a part of HR. And then also, you know, handling sort of the people issues that do bubble up. And I think it depends, you know, on the company you're with and the culture. But, you know, some companies, the leaders do a really good job of handling the employee relations issues. And then some companies, you know, that's really a majority of the time spent on HR. So in varying degrees, it leaves, you know, different amounts of time for that HR leader to focus on the technology or what technology could even do to help. So I'm excited. You know, in my current role right now, we're actually just about finished implementing Oracle. So not to make it an Oracle commercial, but that's what we're talking about. No, what I'm excited about and seeing it from an HR leader's perspective is that you can actually have solutions like Oracle that come in and make some of those compliance pieces much, much easier. The reporting is easier because you have all your data there together. It's all in a format that's easily usable by the HR teams, by the payroll teams, you know, whoever really needs to get at those compliance measures. And so for me, I think as companies really embrace that and kind of help make that piece of the puzzle less time for the HR leader, then you're going to see HR leaders have time to do more with in terms of business analytics and some of the other things that we really want to get involved in, or marketing, or, you know, whatever else in the business that it makes sense. But to me, that's really where the barrier is right now. It's still mm-hmm. trying to get that compliance piece done and making time for other things.
Yeah, I think it's funny. I think compliance never goes away, unfortunately. I was working with a customer last week, and she said, you know, nobody wants to talk about payroll, but if payroll doesn't run, everybody wants to talk about payroll. So it's the same idea. And what I do see, though, is I think that in a lot of cases, the barrier also is HR teams needing to kind of rethink what they're going to hold themselves accountable for and kind of relook at some of their processes and say, you know, these processes have been in place for a long time, and are they still needed in our current business? You know, we've had some customers kind of take another look at their, you know, reporting and say, are these reports really the right ones to drive the behaviors that we want to drive within our organization? And so kind of thinking a little bit more about, you know, where do you align your HR strategy with your business strategy helps people think differently about what systems are most important for them to invest in, or, you know, what practices need to be updated as they think about, you know, what they're trying to do with HR over the next couple of years.
Yeah, I agree with that too, Gretchen, because I think I've been in other companies where, you know, we were installing PeopleSoft, for example, and sometimes those are the things that get overlooked, right? You say you want a new system because things are broken, but then when it comes time to actually go through implementation, you're really just trying to get that company to recreate what you already do mm-hmm. instead of, to your point, really thinking about your process and strategy. So that is one thing. At my current company, I was so thrilled that we did that. We actually stepped back and thought, you know what, we don't need everything to look like it did before. What can we do differently to really, you know, assess our business strategy? Do you find that there are, like, which way do customers tend to lean if there is a lean? Do they tend to want to have things look and feel the way it did with their old system, or are they pretty open to kind of, you know, you all coming in and helping them strategize about how to actually run their business differently with the new tool?
I think that what I'm seeing, especially with the move to the cloud, with the number of customers who are looking at cloud offerings right now, is that kind of lets them think a little differently, you know, because they're no longer thinking in terms of customization, they're thinking more about configuration. It's a good way to kind of have a conversation and say, okay, out of the box, how much of this product today can help you achieve the outcome you're trying to achieve? And really focusing on the outcome rather than necessarily all the steps. And then finding those pieces where configuration is going to be needed. Do you need to change the labels? Do you need to add fields? Do you need to change a business process? Those sorts of things. So I think moving to the cloud has helped in a lot of those cases. Where I actually see the challenge at times is more when a customer has a homegrown system that they've built and they're looking for, you know, a delivered system to match against a homegrown capability. And that's harder because when you build it for your own company, there are a lot of different things that you build in because it's only ever going to be used by your company. And in those cases, that's really where we do have to have the conversation around, you know, there's value in moving to a system that is integrated, that covers all these other components of talent, and we need to talk through, you know, which of these pieces that are in your homegrown system can we configure for you and still meet that outcome, but not necessarily completely replicate what you had originally.
Yeah, and I've been through that a number of times in different projects and different organizations where it's difficult at times, right, to get the customer to focus on the outcome, the desired outcome, and not focus so much on, you know, the 17 steps that get them to the outcome and trying to replicate exactly how they all work in the manner in which they work and in the order that which they work. I think that's a super challenge. I think organizations are coming around, I think, too, as well, right? Because they're seeing how the value that they get from cloud-based solutions, the value that they get from standardizing, integrating, and then also, you know, how quickly, you know, you guys can adapt, right? The cloud-delivered solutions can, you know, you're pushing out the updates faster, you're pushing out the new functionality faster, all those great things we know that happen with cloud software. I think customers are obviously going to benefit from those, certainly no matter what type of system that they're using. So, hey, Gretchen, you know, before we run too long, and I know I always go on too long, I'll go on and on about this forever, we do want to talk, you know, it's the last show of 2013, we're heading to 2014, we wouldn't be sort of doing our, you know, our show justice and sort of the way things work. We've got to at least prognosticate just a little bit. So maybe real quick, and Trish too, you can jump in. Trish, you're technically almost an analyst now yourself, right? In 2 weeks
I
you will
am.
Be officially. So you
next
know,
week
you,
I'll start working on that.
I'm
my
not gonna
prediction.
Let you, off
you
the
all
hook
can influence
your,
me. Go ahead.
For your influence and your prognostications. But what, you know, maybe as we head into 2014, is there one area or two areas, you know, you're seeing it, whether it's a tech trend, an HR trend, a business trend, what's kind of you know, what's on the radar for 2014? What's got you excited? What are you most looking forward to? What should we be thinking about or talking about? And I'll throw that out there to both you guys.
Yeah, so I can tell you one of the things that I'm actually very excited about that we've been working with for a bit is a new way of thinking about employee engagement. And I know when I say employee engagement, most HR people hear an employee survey, and that's not what I'm talking about. what we're thinking about more is how do you find different ways to bring employees in, to have them use systems or participate and make the engagement a little bit more sticky with the systems. So things like, you know, how everyone, if they are using phones and they're mobile everywhere, how can we leverage the video capabilities that you already have? So, you know, you're an employee, maybe you're in a consumer goods company and you're at the grocery store and you see the display and you don't really like the way the display looks, take a quick video and upload that, share that with somebody else. Or, you know, you've got a customer support person who's found a new way to solve a problem and they want to share that with other people. How about taking a video and putting it out there for other people to see and learn from? So that idea of, you know, video combined with kind of more of a social learning, I think is a really exciting area. We're also going to be doing some neat stuff around contests because we see a lot of customers, mm-hmm. you know, running contests. It may not be a corporate-wide thing. It might be in individual groups. Maybe it's a contest. It's post-New Year's and everyone has a new health initiative, so let's run a contest on that. Or, you know, you're going to name the new product. Let's run a contest. So looking at some of those sorts of applications that can really reach out to employees and bring them in a different way. It's not traditional HR, but it's a way to help them participate in making the company better, which I think aligns a lot with, you know, some of the things we're seeing with millennials and, you know, wanting to kind of have more engagement, more participation. So I think that's going to be something you're going to hear a lot about in 2014.
I love the video ideas, Gretchen. I'm telling you, and maybe I'm pushing it a little too far just because that's what I do, but I'm completely convinced that sort of like wearables is where this is going to. Like, so whether it's that that field technician out in the field or a customer service person or someone in retail, like either whether it's Google Glass or what comes next, that sort of streaming video stuff, I completely am convinced that's like going to have a major impact on the way work gets done. Maybe not in 2014 yet. Maybe it's a little too soon, but it's right along that same theme, right, of sharing information in a non-traditional way, or just in a way that people can consume it and can learn from it and can add value, right? And I told this I'll let that story go for another time. I wanted to tell a story about, like, machine learning and machines talking to other machines.
Oh, goodness,
maybe
he's getting into robots.
I know.
It's all about the Internet of Things, but that's going to be another year or so in creating.
I was on a different podcast earlier in the week, and they asked me, what's the word for 2014? And I did, Trish. I said robots. That was my word.
Oh,
they said,
goodness.
What's your one word for 2014? And I couldn't help myself. I said robots. And that's
I think if we were to look back, robots would have been your word for the last 3 or 4 years, though, wouldn't it?
I'd like to think I was early on the trend.
You're an early adopter of robots.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I'm pitching hard, and I haven't been able to book them yet. We're way off topic, but I don't care. I'm going to say this. I'm trying to book somebody from a company called Rethink Robotics to come on the show, and they make the robot you might have seen. It's called Baxter, and it's like the new kind of industrial robot that, you know, just has, you know, two arms, fully articulated, can learn, can work in close proximity to people out there, say on the shop floor or the assembly line or whatnot, and so I'm totally fascinated by it, and so we're going to try to do, if I can get that book, Trish, we're doing a robot show early next year. Hey, real quick, before we wrap it down, you know, I've mentioned it a couple times, the upcoming Oracle HCM World coming up in February. I'm super excited about the show, but Gretchen, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about HCM World, maybe give a bit of a preview, talk about what you're interested, excited about, and where folks can maybe learn a little bit more, and who might want to consider attending HCM World next February.
Yeah, so, you know, HCM World is a new conference that we are sponsoring, but I think it's important to kind of differentiate this. This is not your typical go to Open World and hear all about what Oracle is investing in. This event is really focused on HR practitioners. And what we are recruiting, the customers who are speaking, some of the things we're focused on are really around how to become more successful in your role as HR. So focus on things like employee productivity or better ways to attract and develop talent or, you know, thinking about different ways to leverage mobile capabilities, that sort of a thing. But really focus at it from an HR practitioner standpoint, talking to other HR practitioners. So, you know, among the speakers that we have right now, we have the VP of HR International from Elizabeth Arden is going to be speaking. We've brought in David Rock from the Neuro Leadership Group, who is doing a lot of interesting stuff around how your brain works and how to align performance management so it's actually going to be better accepted when you give the feedback to an employee. So we've got a lot of really interesting things that are going on here, about 100 different sessions, and very, very light on Oracle product. We really don't want this to be a product-focused session. We'll certainly have demo grounds and things like that, but this is really much more about how do HR practitioners want to think differently about their roles and sharing best practices with other HR practitioners.
Great. Yeah, I'm excited.
You see how I'm smiling huge. I'm like so geeked about that. That's amazing. That, you know, those things don't really exist in that many places where you actually get to come together with other practitioners and hear what they're doing and how they're strategizing about things. So
yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun to really talk about it that way. You know, concepts like, you know, the future of work or, you know, how to motivate your people. You know, there's a whole section on, you know, going beyond your online profile, how to really think about building best leaders, you know, those sorts of things. So I think there's going to be a lot of interesting conversations happening, and I'm actually looking forward as much to the hallway conversations as I am to the sessions, because I think it's going to be a great opportunity with bringing these sorts of practitioners together to really talk about how do we move forward and what does modern HR mean when you work in the HR field.
Yeah, I'm excited, Gretchen, to be a part of the show, of course. I'll be there. I'll be doing a panel, which is going to be a lot of fun, and there'll be more details on that as we get a little closer to the event. But the particulars, certainly, you can learn more at OracleHCMWorld.com. That's OracleHCMWorld.com. If you do want to, if you're interested and you sign up, we do have a discount code that the great folks at Oracle provided for us to use on the show, which is HCMHRT. And that's good for $300 off your Oracle HCM World registration. I'm really excited about it, too, because I think, you know, a lot of times you can forget about, you know, when you go to these user events, they're so deep in the weeds of products, but where you get a chance to network, talk, meet, learn from peers and talk about real issues in HR is going to be really, really exciting. It's a great lineup. I'm really excited to be a part of it. And to get warm, if nothing else, to go to Las Vegas and get, you know, get in the sunshine for a few minutes and get out of the cold. So, super. Trish, fantastic. I'll see you at HCM World, of course, right? Probably.
Right. Absolutely.
We're looking forward to that. We'll have to do a show from there, too. Why don't we, like, get like, a little live show organized? We should do that.
That'd be fun.
We have to. Absolutely have
yeah.
to.
Yeah, that'd be great. So cool. All right. Well, Gretchen, I wanted to thank you for taking the time to spend a little time with us. Gretchen Alarcon, VP Oracle HCM Strategy. Gretchen, thanks again, and look forward to seeing you out at HCM World in February.
Thank you for having me. I think it'll be a great show. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right. Awesome. Great. Trish, congratulations once again.
Thank you.
The next time we do the show, now I'm going to officially put you on the hook for your 2014 prognostications. Then is that fair to say?
You can absolutely do that on the next show. Yes.
All right. Very good. Very good. So awesome. I think that's it then for the HR Happy Hour show for 2013. It's been a really good year. We plan on coming back really strong in 2014, right, Trish? A lot of shows, a lot of live shows. Hopefully. As we travel around the world, spreading the good word of HR, right? So
that's right.
I'm excited. So happy holidays to you and to everybody else who's been listening. And thanks so much, everybody from the HR Happy Hour show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour show. Check out all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net. Patrick, play us out.